Man,
really?
Dig it, man. Dig it, man.
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 Really?
Dig it, man.
Lost Discs Radio.
My children, I have asked you all to conserve of late. But now conservation will no longer be necessary. Some fools from outside our perfect world will very shortly now deliver to us everything we are in need of.
Ah!
Master!
We only help one group here in Paradise, Alicia, ourselves. We only help ourselves.
But that's wrong.
Wrong? Wrong?
Hey, look, man. We all have our inconsistencies, but that doesn't stop the revolution. Now, does it?
Hear ye, hear ye! Court is now in session.
Here come the judge. Here come the judge. Order in the court. Here comes the judge, here comes the judge, here comes the judge. Order in the courtroom, here comes the judge.
Nothing but the truth to you.
Suck it to me, 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 suck it to me.
So that was the judge.
Very interesting.
Yeah, well, that's the sound of one hand clapping, kicking off, well, kicking off the hour for the, you see the problem there? We've already gone and shot ourselves in the foot, apparently. We got the existential angst right up front where everyone can see it. It's very embarrassing tonight. Joe Stacks is on the line, however.
Here come the Joe.
Right. And we've actually got a good audio on the board, Joe. Right. And Chesty is on a microphone, too.
Hello.
Yeah, and she's got an audio. Suddenly everyone's like smooth on the audio. What gives? Like, all right. So now Dr. Dog Brown is probably not going to be making the scene, so you can all just stop asking and sending your angry emails and epithets. All right, but that was, now kicking it off there with a little bit of, controversial obscure vinyl, Joe. It was the Magistrates, right, on the MGM label. Okay, now,
MGM label, one of their classics.
Well, okay, I mean, it seems like that must have something to do with the old Laugh-In TV show, but there's nothing on the label that would indicate that that's the case. So what do we know about this?
Honestly, it looks like the Magistrates were maybe a studio thing, a cash-in effort on MGM's part, because we heard the quote from Laugh-In include "Sock It to Me."
Yeah.
The only other releases they had through MGM were in 1968, along with "Here Comes the Judge." They also did a release of the cover of the song "After the Fox," which was the theme song from a Peter Sellers movie. Originally done by the Hollies.
No kidding. Huh.
Yep. So that's...
All right, so...
Looks like somebody just went, hey, you know what would be a good idea? Let's put this out.
Yeah, but still, I mean, just based on intellectual property rights alone, I mean, come on. That seems a little bit too much... Really, it's so I assume that must have been some of the cast from the Laugh-In show, but that's a pretty big ripoff then there. All right, so at any rate, there you go. What more do you need, folks? People have done it. They've already chimed in maybe on the email tonight, which you can do if you want to be digging things on board with us. Chesty, what is that address?
That's lostdiscradio@yahoo.com. Spell discs with a C.
Right. Okay, and so here we go now off the Uni record label, and this is going to tie in with, you know, the wonderful weather forecasts we've been living through around these days. Yeah, be the smooth sounds of the Cascades, folks. Exclusively tonight on Lost Discs.
Video. And I wake up in the morning to the sunshine, and I go down to the park we knew so well, and I think of how we loved and laughed and talked a lot, and the way the sunshine glistened through your hair. The rain comes to remind me that I lost you, and the raindrops hide the tears that fill my eyes, and I need you more than ever now, my darling, 'cause without you the sun can never shine. By your side, maybe the rain will fall.
Maybe the rain will fall.
And a lonely person knows when he's lost one. Another true love's very hard to find. And I know this all because I really lost you, and the raindrops hide the darkness from my mind.
Maybe the rain will fall. Maybe the rain will fall. Maybe it'll stop,
and I'll be there by your side.
Honey, sometimes you're just not with it.
Hey, fellas, ever heard don't treat them right. No, catching train, the riding way. Believe it here, it's a good time. Believe it here. Oh, your fella's gonna change the way. Yeah, 'cause I believe in this town in a matter of.
I want to be a cool cat.
Lost Discs.
We don't mess around.
I am now speaking to you from a distance of 1 foot from the microphone. I am now speaking to you from a distance of 3 feet from the microphone.
Pappy said I'd be a girl, but Mother Nature played a trick on him. It's true I told about the hill where old Pappy had his fill. Now they got my Pappy in the pen. Looks like I sold a farm. Oh yes, done sold a farm. I don't believe I'll ever smile again. Looks like I sold a farm. Lock, stock, and barn. Lady Luck done cooked my goose again. My sister met a millionaire. We were at the county fair. I overheard them name the wedding day. She took his ring, they made a deal. Then he fell off the Ferris wheel. I didn't mean to rock the seat that way. Looks like I sold the farm. Oh yes, done sold the farm. I don't believe I'll ever smile again. Looks like I sold the farm. Lock, stock, and barn. Lady Luck done cooked my goose again. Troubles and all my strife, I gave it to a friend of mine to play. He put his name on it, around the world it made a hit. Now he's rich and I'm a bum today. Looks like I sold the farm. Oh yes, done sold the farm. I don't believe I'll ever smile again. Looks like I sold the farm. Lock, stock, and barn. Lady Luck done cooked my goose again. Lady Luck done cooked my goose again.
Listen again. I am now 1 foot from the microphone. I am now 3 feet from the microphone.
One, two, you know what to do. Three, four, let's go.
Up this way, yeah. Isn't it? Yeah. citymen and countrymen, bend your ear right here. They're gonna have a great beat party. They're gonna draw 'em from far and near. So bring along your loved one so we can make that hallabaloo. Control until somebody said that I was cold. I jumped up with the blowing band and brought down the house with clapping hand. Old Pork Chop Lavinia from West Virginia said, "Swing pretty, baby."
The Jolly Jacks. Okay, right off the Landa Records label. Okay, now, one of the reasons why that's so exciting is because just, first of all, how cool was that? And second of all, that's just a record that Chesty just happened to fish out of the 50 Cent room at Double Decker Records over the summer. You know, she disappears for like 3 hours into the 50 Cent room. You know, and then she comes back with this stack and says, "I don't know, what about these?" And man, I took a look at that thing and said, "That's a little bit of a golden nugget, Chesty."
Yeah, it's like the bargain basement. You go and you're looking for little lost treasures. That's what's lost discs.
That's a hip one. That's one of the best little nuggets you've found in that their little cave, I would dare say. And then before that, man, it was Cowboy Copas. Man, it was right off the Starday label, right? We'll get back to that in a minute. That was Sold the Farm from Cowboy Copas. By the way, the Jolly Jacks was in there with a song called Rock the House, right, on the Landa label. I'm making sure I back announce this, man, with the boss man listening. The pressure in the studio is up on high.
That's right. This will factor into your review.
Yeah, it's quite. So anyway, Sold the Farm from Cowboy Copas. Before that, it was Rustics. I almost said the Rustics, man. It's just Rustics on the Cadet label with Leavin' Here out of 1968, right? And we kicked off that set with the Cascades on the Uni label, Maybe the Rain Will Fall, man. And when Joe, those are all records we picked up over the summer. Here, I don't know which one you want to dig first. The Cascades was a little uptight, a little square there, but...
Yeah, what a set of finds. And that's on the... you said that was on the Uni label?
Yeah, I always loved the Uni labels, man, so we had to check that one out.
Well, that was one of their last charting singles. They had a significant hit in 1962 for Valiant with a song called Rhythm of the Rain.
So it is the same Cascades.
The same Cascades.
No kidding. I just somehow assumed that this was a different group, but all right, fantastic, man.
They bounced around from 62 to the release of this one on Uni. They bounced around from Valiant to RCA to Liberty to Smash to Probe and finally landed on Uni for their last series of releases.
So put a year on this Uni release then for me.
1969.
Okay. All right, great, man. All right, so now, come on, the Rustics, that was pretty cool. These are like upstate New York guys. right?
I'm guessing. I couldn't find a lot about the...
Oh, come on, man. They had several, a bunch of albums. They have, like, their own website, man. They're like...
Rustics with an X.
Dig a little deeper, because I only found the release on the Rare Earth label.
Yeah, exactly.
A Bedlam.
Right. They kind of, you know, they kind of hit it big in the album scene there, I think, in the early 70s for just a bit. But this is pre any of their albums and pre the Rare Earth label. This was on the Cadet label, and this is 68. And I don't know, I think these guys are like local heroes up around Rochester, New York or something.
That would make sense. I mean, yeah, the local guys made good. They made it to onto some national labels.
Yeah, right.
Recorded a bit.
Yeah, I was digging that sound there, man. And Cowboy Copas. Now you were excited about that a little bit, Joe.
Well, I have to tuck in and learn some more about Cowboy Copas. So I mean, that song makes me want to go dig up some more of his stuff.
Mm-hmm.
But he was a country singer. Started his career in the post World War II with On King Records. He was briefly affiliated with Dot, and then had a late career renaissance with Starday. His career cut short when he was killed in a plane crash in March of '63, along with Hawkshaw Hawkins and Patsy Cline.
They died in 1963 too.
In the same plane crash with Patsy Cline, yes.
Yeah.
No, isn't that the same time that Buddy Holly died?
No, that was 1959.
Four years earlier.
Yeah.
59, wasn't it?
In February, yep. Of 59, Chesty. So, all right. Well, all right, great. Man, that was a hell of a set. And we have, Chesty, now this is going to bring up your spirits a little bit there. We've heard in from Mr. Bill.
Yay.
In Boise, Idaho. This is fantastic. Listen to this. Got the Lost Disc Radio. He's streaming it right through some internet magic. He's digging the hijinks and the awesome wax. And now attached, he says, is a picture of me launching a meteorological balloon somewhere on a fire in the western U.S. this summer. And it's this big, huge... You see the picture there, Chesty?
Wow, look at it.
Big, white, you know, sort of like Rover from The Village.
That's fantastic.
Joe. And now here's the kicker, though, Chesty. You're looking at the picture there, right?
Yep.
You see the big balloon he's holding.
Yep.
He says, Chesty, are they this big? So that's Mr. Bill chiming in on the email, right? It is lostdiscsradio@yahoo.com.
I don't think I'd be able to walk.
With a C, all right? Oh, my God. Yeah, well, a little bit of October rockin' action for you here tonight.
Evil hearted Jew, you always try to put me down with the things you do and the words you thread around against me. Evil hearted Jew, you have treated me along with your funny smile.
Discs Radio, Lost Discs Radio, Lost Discs Radio.
What's important for me is that Jimmy's there. Who is Jimmy?
Jimmy Knight!
Oh, Jimmy Knight!
Yeah, no, it's true.
We know who you are.
Who am I?
Don't get metaphysical.
You're the filthy trash who tear up and down the fairways, crazy with dope smoke and cheap wine, seducing young, innocent girls, while us decent folk foot the bill.
Let me tell you something. Let me tell you something.
What?
Let me tell you something.
What?
Well, stop kidding. We didn't make us some drinks.
What?
Party.
We're gonna have a party.
Another one of my favorite shows, The Lost Discs.
He's here with us now at our Lost Discs Radio Masquerade Ball.
Yes, The Lost Discs.
I am now 1 foot from the microphone.
What?
A tequila action there.
45.
Wait 'em.
Always remember,
Lost Discs Radio.
Now that's cheapness.
We don't mess around.
I am now 3 feet from the microphone.
Creeped out yet? Are you creeped out yet?
Squaresville!
What?
Doc, are you creeped out yet?
If I had a radio, I'd be listening to the Lost Discs Radio Show.
The Lost Discs Radio Show.
Let me tell you something.
Hey!
What?
Give you the score.
Lost Discs
is a nut.
Dangerous.
Hey! What?
Let me tell you something.
The way dear old dad used to.
Dr. Doc Brown.
What?
It could represent a choking hazard.
Solid gold.
Now you're creeped out. Admit it.
What?
The Lost Discs.
Will you just admit that you're creeped out?
Radio show.
What? You're creeped out.
No, I'm not.
Yes, the Lost Discs Radio Show.
What?
Let me tell you something.
Lost Discs Radio.
What are you laughing about?
Now when your woman start acting funny and begin to running around, you'd better get you somebody, cause she is fit to put you down. Better let her go, man, just as quick as you can, because that hoodoo girl is going to hoodoo the hoodoo man. You know my woman got me on a one note. That's something I can't understand, how I look at her running out with some other man. After all, I did all in this world I can. But this little hoodoo girl, she done hoodoo the hoodoo man. Well, blow your harmonica, son. Yeah, she got me hoodoo. She take all my money and spend it all over town. And when I want to love a man, she ain't can't be found. I walk and cry, dry tears away with my hand. Because that little hoodoo girl, people, she done hoodoo the hoodoo man.
There's a new game that's a lot of fun. You can play this game with anyone. It don't take long to learn to play if you practice every day. Russian roulette,
la 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 la,
Russian roulette.
cool and let's play.
I had a girl, thought her love was true, but I caught her out with someone new. But now I don't worry about her running away. They bury it today. Russian roulette, la 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 la. Russian roulette, la 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 la. Russian roulette, the thrill of knocking them dead.
Wind it up, far away.
Say you love it.
I love it, I love it.
Say you really love it.
Oh, I really love it.
The other night,
everyone was having fun.
They were all sitting around playing Russian roulette, but when I left, there was only one
playing
Russian roulette. Russian roulette, Russian roulette. It's really knocking them dead.
It's your turn.
No, it's your turn.
It's your turn. Not my turn.
Russian roulette.
Yeah, see, I'm not really completely comfortable with that record, right? And that's another one that Chesty came across somehow and insisted that this make it into our collection. Right? You didn't you?
Well, yeah. I look for things seasonally, you know? And the...
Well, what's the... What sort of season includes Russian roulette as like a...
The Halloween season.
Really?
Yeah.
Come on. People carve jack-o'-lanterns, then they go in, roast some pumpkin seeds, and pass around the pistol?
Well, it's sinister, and it's about death.
Well, they did sound like ghouls. And in fact, that was the Monsters 4 on the VJ record label... Right, and I'm thinking that's out of about 1964. And the flip side, they do a cover of Farmer John. I'm doing something to your daughter. Remember that one about the premieres? Anyways, but that I think that was the intended A side, Russian Roulette, and from the Four Monsters. And before that, it was Lightning Slim on the Excello label. With the Hoodoo Blues out of 1957,
wow.
Man.
Yeah.
Morning Rain kicked off that set right there with their cover of Evil Hearted You. Joe, anything to say? I mean, we talked about Morning Rain many, many times. They're like a second, third tier San Fran group, right?
Yeah, yeah. Capable players, competent song, but, you know, it's just a cover of Evil Hearted You.
Yeah.
And that said, I mean, I'm not knocking it, but...
No.
Come on.
They should have had some good originals, man. They could have maybe made it. But, okay, now, Monsters 4, we don't know, right? We don't care. These were just studio guys.
Yeah, like, based on what I could find, only on Discogs.com, one single, Russian Roulette and Farmer John, but released on a couple of different color labels. There's a blue and white promo copy.
That's the one we have.
And then there's the standard black DJ label.
Yeah.
Well.
Yeah. Yeah, indeed. Indeed. All right, well, let's just not get hung up on that action, because here comes some more action.
The Lost Discs Radio Show proudly presents Chesty's Chick Pick of the Week.
Oh, no, it's her!
Well, tonight's record is, you know, maybe an explanation of how women can manipulate men to be wolves. 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 Because this song's called Wolf Bait.
White shirt. She's got big brown eyes
made to flirt. She tells me she loves me, and I know it's a lie.
How do I know, buddy? It's the look in her eye.
The way she treats me, ooh, it just tears me apart. She gets a great big kick out of breaking my heart. So sometimes I'm up, and sometimes I'm down.
Talk about fools, man. I wear the crown.
'Cause she's woman, and she wants a new man. But I'm gonna try to keep her if I possibly can. Now she just laughs at me, and she calls me a name. But I keep right on playing her heartbreaking game. I guess it's my fate to forgive her instead. What would I do without that woman? Anyway, 'cause she's one.
Lost this radio.
Hey, how about something exciting for a change?
One time there lived an old man with a very crooked nose. He lived inside a log hut, and they called him Old Man Mose. One dark and dreary morning, I knocked on the door. I didn't hear a single sound, so I ain't gonna do it no more. 'Cause I believe.
Do you hear?
I was trying to tell you to listen!
Will you shut up and listen?
Rotten Radio.
The whole thing gives me the creeps.
You got that? Oh, you got that? You got bats in your battery if you think I'll wait for you. You got bats. Oh, you got bats.
You talking to me, baby?
You got bats in your battery if you think I'll wait for you.
I got me a sweet little girl, the cutest thing in the world. I'm gonna pull the wool over her eyes, put me on a big disguise, and go out a walking and talking all over town. What's that you said?
You got bats. Oh, you got bats.
You ain't talking to me, are you, baby?
You got bats in your battery if you think I'll wait for you. You got bats.
Who, me?
Oh, you got bats. You got bats in your battery if you think I'll wait for you.
I got me a cute little girl, a cutest thing in the world. I'm gonna pull the wool over her eyes, put me on a big disguise, and go out a walking, talking all over town. What's that you said?
You got bats. Oh, you got bats. You got bats in your battery if you think I'll wait for you. You got bats.
You don't mean me, baby.
Oh, you got bats.
Hey, you're pointing your finger at me.
You got bats in your battery if you think I'll wait for you.
A cute little girl, a cutest thing in the world. I'm gonna pull the wool over her eyes and put me on a big disguise and go out a walking and talking all over town. What's that you said?
You got bats.
Oh, baby.
Oh, you got bats.
You point your finger at me again.
You got bats in your battery if you think I'll wait for you. You got bats. Oh, you got bats. You got bats in your battery if you think I'll wait for you.
You all right?
What happened?
Who knows? Too much liquor? Maybe you freaked out?
Freaked out?
They sure look strange to me.
the outside sounds now of the Haywoods on the Queen Bee Records label. Right, you digging that action? Of course, we had to do it, man. Ever since we started this show back in the summer of 2001, we always got to boast and brag about the fact that we have played a different version of Season of the Witch from our collection off of a vinyl, man, every year since 2001. And that's this year's version by the Haywoods, Joe. What about it, man? They're out of, like, Ohio someplace.
Yeah, it's with Bo Donaldson at the front of the band.
Well, that's funny because I thought, no way could this be a connection. But so this Haywoods is what morphed into Bo Donaldson and the Haywoods, who...
And the Haywoods, like, Billy Don't Be a Hero.
Yeah, plenty. They had some chart action in the early 70s, for sure. All right, so that's pretty... I'm digging that version there, man. I'll have to send that one out to good old Yukon Jack so he can be hip on the eye, unless he already has that one, man. Might have beaten us to it, you know. Before that was Dub Benson. Dub Benson on the Star Trek record label. I'd like to get to the bottom of that. With You Got Bats, right? Who are we sending that out to, Chesty?
To our friend Julie, who always has bats in her belfry.
We're going to have to get an update on that situation. Well, in her basement, at the very least, to be sure she does. Before that, it was Cozy Cole. Yeah, and the one and only, the great Cozy Cole with his version of Old Man Mose. Old Man Mose is Dead, Part 1. You know, or whatever. Great jazz drummer, Cozy Cole, on the Coral label there out of like 1963, right? One of three singles he had on the Coral label back in the day there, man. And it was Henry Thome who kicked off the set with Chesty's Chick Pick there, which was Wolf Bait, right? On the Viv label. God, I don't know. Joe, do you want to say anything about any of that?
What can you say?
What would you?
I don't know much about Henry Thome, although he seems to have been related to a group called the Castaways at one time or another. Had a couple of solo singles on the Viv label.
No way! You don't mean the Castaways who did "Liar Liar" on the wire?
Thunder, 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 thun on the Viv, also on the Viv label, did a song called "Feeling Mighty Low."
Yeah, all right. Yeah, he sounds like an alcoholic. I hate to say. Yeah, the flip side of that 45 is scotch and soda. I'm just saying. All right, we'll move it on then. I mean, what do you want to really know about Dub Benson and or any of these guys? You know, forget it. So let's just check the email real quick. We don't have much time. We have heard in from Wayne and Diana in North Carolina. And it looks like John will pull Mass, right? And he's asking some questions about some stuff we'll have to answer on another show, I think, man. And maybe in the after hours we'll get back to that email. Thanks for checking in. And, of course, the boss man, Randy Tibbins, very eager to see us on our way out here tonight. Thanks for sitting in. And we will have to get him on the audio at some point to kind of sit in and guest with us on Lost Discs Radio. But for now, folks.
Yeah, that'd be fun.
Right? Wouldn't that be? For now, though, Joe, you'll appreciate this. This is coming right off the 7-inch 45 RPM tonight. Dig it.
Begins with a blessing. It ends with a curse. Making life easy by making it worse. My mask is my master. The trumpeter weeps. But his voice is so weak as he speaks from his sleep. Sang. Waiting for something that's already there. Tomorrow I'll find it. The trumpeter screams and remembers he's hungry and drowns in his dreams.
Why?
club with glasses and wine. The customers dancing are just making time. While David is cursing, the customers scream. Now everyone's shouting, get out of my dreams. And why are we sleeping? And it ends with a curse, making life easy by making it worse. My mask is my master, the trumpeter weeps, but his voice is so weak as he speaks through his sleep. Saying,
why are we sleeping?
Freaked out?
Freaked out?
Just gonna about wrap it up right there. That was the, well, that was the Soft Machine. For those of you who may be uninitiated to that sort of scene, right? And it was the mono fold mix of that 1968 cut there. Why Are We Sleeping? From the Soft Machine. Yeah, just saying, man, you've been digging it. Possibly.
That was boss.
What's that, Joe?
That was some amazing stuff. Thank you for dropping the Soft Machine.
Yeah, man. Well, anytime, I guess, man. And in fact, folks, you ought to get over to our website. It is lostdiscsradio.com. Other than that, you get over to rockinradio.com for the RLT Archives Music Magazine. That's where the boss man Randy Tivis isn't just lurking. Man, he's spinning the discs himself, and man, he's got some out-of-sight action for this month, October. Man, I just listened to that one this afternoon. Stepfather of Soul, Jason Stone. He's right over there, as a matter of faction. And his brother from another mother, the electrophonic Bri-Fi Phillips. And of course, the Deep Album tracks with Mark Brainerd. Man, I can't even tell you enough about that. And good night, Chesty.
Good night.
Good night, Joe.
Good night, everyone.
And good night. Thanks, Cause. Thanks, all the guys in the chat room. Good night, Bragg. Good night. Good night, Ganja. Good night, Yukon. You know, good night, Weasley Steve.